Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood San Marco 24. I am Marcos Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Leith in Edinburgh, Scotland. Monocle's Kieran Banerjee caught up with menswear designer Kestin Hare and his wife Gemma, both Edinburgh locals, to guide us through some of Leith's best food and drink spots.
A few miles north of Edinburgh's Old Town, on the coast of the Firth of Forth, you'll find the historic port of Leith. The area was made up of several medieval settlements, which by 1833 had grown into a burgh, and in 1920 that burgh was merged into Edinburgh. Leith has quite the history. It was Scotland's main port of trade and was the final stopping point of the Royal Yacht Britannia. And if that doesn't ring a bell, maybe this will.
Choose good health, low cholesterol and dental insurance. Choose fixed interest mortgage repayments. Choose a starter home.
Yep, it was the site of the old Leith station that gave birth to the title of Irvine Welsh's novel, Trainspotting. Leith has more recently become one of Scotland's hottest food destinations. Traditional pubs, vegan eateries and a fantastic food market, Leith has something for everyone. And if you're feeling a little more fancy, it's worth mentioning that it's also home to a handful of Michelin-starred restaurants. Scottish menswear designer Kestin Hare was born and bred in Edinburgh, and today, overlooking the water of Leith, you will find his flagship store at Custom Lane. Leith is also where Kestin and his wife Gemma, brand director for Kestin Hare, call home.
Leith for us is a really laid-back area, and it's got a really good sense of a creative community that doesn't really exist elsewhere in Edinburgh. And I think that there is a level of a collaborative economy in Customs Wharf where you've got lots of different studios from lots of different disciplines which we can tap into, which is really important for us. So we've got photographers, we've got graphic designers, there's jewellery makers, architects. So it makes for a really interesting day-to-day experience, and you get pulled into lots of different projects that kind of enrich the whole vibe. So
from a food point of view, it was really pioneering, particularly within the sort of high level Michelin star level within food. Leith has always had this sort of, I think there's been more Michelin stars in any square mile in the country than there has been in Leith previously.
I caught up with Kestin and Gemma to get the insider info on Leith's top food and drink hotspots, and where better place to start than with breakfast.
I think for me, it's an everyday place to go, but definitely Bros Bagels, I think, on Leith Walk. I think they've been around now maybe about a year. They've sort of set themselves up at the foot of Leith Walk, which has really been a pretty bold move because it's been quite a kind of colourful area. Going in there, they've been kind of one of the first sort of progressive food retailers really going in there.
They've always got a selection of probably maybe about 10 different types of bagels that you can pick from with all their different fillings, and it just delivers every time. If you've got a queue 10 minutes to get a bagel.
Haven't had a bad bagel yet. Okay, and then I want a spot of lunch. Where are you going to go?
If we're going quickly to nip out, we'd probably nip down to Key Commons. They have got an amazing on-site bakery, so it's always smells great, and the sourdough bread is perfect, and you can pick up a loaf to take home for your breakfast the next day. They do really good homemade pastries and sandwiches and soups. But if we're taking clients out, there's a place called The Shore, which is an old school Leith establishment. It's slightly art deco inside. It's got a really beautiful bar and kind of smoked mirrors, and then you can have a really nice, does beautiful fish.
Great fish restaurants along the waterfront. It starts with Fishers, and then there's The Shore, and there's The Ship, and then there's King's Wharf, and they're all really, really great fish restaurants.
If you want fish and chips, Leith has got one of the best fish and chip restaurants in probably Scotland. It's called the New Haven Fish Market, and generally I actually had to queue there for an hour in the summer for fish and chips.
And then coming into dinner time, where would you go for a more laid-back sort of dinner?
little chart room's a real favourite of ours. The chefs are young. There's a lot of entrepreneurial young chefs that are delivering amazing modern Scottish cuisine, and I think that they do a lot of foraging. They've got a little bar, and quite often when you walk in there, you can see what they've been foraging for placed on the bar, and it's a really nice, intimate experience. Burra is another one that's literally just over the water, a really dynamic husband and wife duo who they just, you know, when you can tell someone puts their heart and soul into it, and it's nice to go somewhere that has a set menu but that it doesn't feel stuffy. There's no white tablecloths, but there's really nice art on the walls, there's good music playing, it's a good atmosphere, and the food is really exciting, and it's actually very good value for money.
A lot of these chefs have come from either Martin Wishart or Tom Kitchen, the training of these places, or they've been in, you know, they've been in Scandinavia and working with Nobu, or you know, and come back to, you know, Edinburgh and started up their own restaurants in small kind of affordable places in around Leith. And I suppose that's the great thing about Leith. It's been, you know, affordable for people to come in, and whether it's startups in restaurants or in menswear or whatever it is, it's given a kind of home and an incubator to showcase the best of what Edinburgh can do.
And then once you've lined your stomachs, we need to go and get some drinks. Let's start off maybe with just sort of an old-fashioned good old pint. Where's your favourite boozer?
Leith is really good for old-fashioned boozers, and it's almost like the fish restaurants that sort of run along the waterfront. Nobles is probably one of the most famous ones. It's probably got some real stories to tell over the history of the years, you know, particularly when the sailors, you know, were coming in here to dock. I think there's been a few stories told in some of these old boozers. Sophie's is another great boozer. Rose Leaf is kind of almost, I suppose, our local, who also do great kind of pub food.
The Dreadnought is also, I quite like going to the Dreadnought. It's when we moved up here, I found it difficult to find like a proper pub that wasn't just an old man's pub, and Dreadnought's just got a really laid back vibe, which we really like.
Clearly, there's a lot of competition for your favourite boozers. If you want a glass of wine, where are you going to go?
I really like the Shore. It just feels, I think, because it's quite Art Deco in there and it's very atmospheric, it just feels really relaxed. That's probably, for me, my favourite.
For a glass of wine, you know, some of the good restaurants like the Chop House have got a great bar beside them, which is maybe a little bit more like a wine bar. Or Tom Kitchen's, the kitchen restaurant, has got a great bar there as well.
It's worth mentioning that if you don't fancy the queue for a bagel or dressing up for a Michelin star dinner, Leith also has a pretty spectacular food market called The Pit.
Edinburgh's never really had a kind of food market as such. Sort of started in effectively a car park with a garage next door to it, and a couple of guys who had trucks, who maybe had restaurants in town, sort of came down and just started up doing like great food at really good prices, and then live music then started up by, you know, a few people picking up guitars, which then kind of spawned into a whole kind of music program. And you know, I don't think there's many better places for people to go on a Saturday in Leith than The Pit.
For Monocle, I'm Kieran Banerjee, and what better way to play us out than with a track by Scottish music legends, The Proclaimers. No awards here for guessing what inspired this track. Here's Sunshine on Leith.
This has been episode number 159 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Kerstin and Gemma Hare and to Kieran Banerjee for that food tour of Leith in Edinburgh. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.